there are people in NFL circles who believe the Eagles are this first move was simply to position themselves to make another move, which was to trade up into either number one or number two to get Carson Wentz. So I know in some league circles there's a belief that the Eagles are getting ready to try to make another run. And believe it or not, the Cleveland Browns, the thought is that the Browns would be open, more open to a trade than people think, because if Paul DePodesta has any stroke over there, he likely will look to accumulate draft picks rather than worry about getting the quarterback now, who's an FCS quarterback. One of the things that Wentz brings to the table is he's bigger. I think he's a better overall athlete. And I know that teams absolutely fell in love with him at the combine. You know, when you have to convince a team that you are going to be able to lead a room full of men, a room full of varied personalities, you got to have a level of alpha to you or a certain level of leadership. And then I think the second thing you want to see is, how does a guy handle himself on the board? How does he handle the whiteboard when an offensive coordinator, for example, is putting him through the paces and changing defenses on him and giving him terminology and seeing if he can recall and remember it and recite terminology that the team just gave him on the spot, and can he process? From what I understand, Carson Wentz was exceptional in that category. And I think it makes people buy into the belief that, okay, he's got a decent arm. He's pretty accurate. He was a full field reader in college. He has some athleticism and mobility, and he shows some poise. Now, when you start plugging in the intangibles like leadership, character, intelligence, processing, all of a sudden he starts checking those boxes as well. And yeah, there's a huge FCS box. It's not, you know, that's going to concern you a little bit because of the level of competition, but you know, he started checking some important boxes for teams to get behind them for the quote unquote face of the franchise stuff.